Hi, this is Rapunzel 71, speaking to you on Saturday the 8th of November. And today I want to talk about Bala jackets and Equifleece. So I'm going to talk about the Bala jackets first. This is a company which is based in Wales that I first came into contact with, I think probably just at the end of when I had my first guide dog, Abel. So that would have been about around 1997. They've been going quite a long time. They make all sorts of stuff, dog beds, bean bags, nest bean bags, you name it. But two of the things that they make that I quite like are, they do a waterproof cagoule type jacket for dogs. So you remember the cagoules we all sort of used to wear, the kind of thin nylon mac type things which you can kind of roll up and put in a pocket or whatever. They do those. They cut these to the shape of the dog's back, and they've got different measurements. Obviously you haven't got a tummy protector on it, but what you have got is like a rucksack type girth strap which goes under the dog's tummy and fastens. And you also have at the back leg straps for if the coat slips. So the kind of circumstances where I might use that is when I was working, if I was going to the office and it was a really rainy day, then I would sometimes put one of these on the dog, because it was easy then to sort of fold up and put into a rucksack or whatever. Now, not all dogs will work with them on, of course. Jack, my dog Jack, quite liked having a coat on to keep him warm, but he didn't like actually working in it. So when I went to football matches, I had to work him in his normal harness and then put his coat on when he got into the ground. But these are just rainproof, rainproof mac type jackets, really. But they also make what they call a wicking jacket, which is quite an interesting thing. Again, it's the same kind of setup. So it goes over the dog's head. There's a hole for that. And then you've got this like rucksack type strap, which goes under the tummy. But unlike the waterproof mac, this one has a cotton lining underneath, and it's filled with thermofill, so it's quite quilted, and you can use it in several ways. Actually, you can use it to dry a dog off that is wet, so you can put the jacket on, and all the water will get absorbed into the coat, and the dog will dry off. You can use it when a dog's out working to keep the wind and the rain away, because it's got a waterproof outer. So you can use it for that. And you can also use it in the summer by dunking it into a bucket, a bit like the cool coats that you may have heard of. You can dunk it into a bucket, make it all wet, and put it on the dog in hot weather, and it will keep the dog cool. So it's a kind of multi-purpose type garment, really. Again, it comes in different sizes, and you measure from the dog's neck to the base of its tail to get the correct measurement for it. So both of these have their place, and they're both good garments, really, I think. The wicking jacket is obviously thicker, so if you were going to put a harness over the top of it, you would probably want to make the girth of the harness a bit longer to allow for the coat. And again, not all dogs will work in coats. I found that my two currently will. My dog Jack didn't. Olive did. Abel did, but he wasn't that sort of impressed with it. But it's certainly, if you're at football or somewhere like that where the dog is out in the air and has got to stay still for a long amount of time, it's certainly very good for keeping them warm. And also, I suppose, if you were out free running, I have used it in really snowy weather and things when the dogs have been out free running. So those are the Bala garments. They do have a website, which is www.bala factoryshop.co.uk, And the website isn't the easiest, actually. I must admit, it's a slightly kind of haphazard. But you can also phone them on 01686 420 303. That's 01686 420 303. The colour I like best that these coats come in is the Dayglow yellow because it's reflective. But I believe they also do a green and a camo as well. In the waterproof Mac and in the wicking jacket. Now, one of the disadvantages, because there's always pros and cons to everything, one of the disadvantages of the wicking jacket, which my friend Emma Bradley pointed out to me, Emma was a local dog warden and does a lot of agility and things with her Weimaraners. One of the things she pointed out about these jackets is that because they have no tummy protector, they do keep the dog warm and everything, but they don't keep the rib cage warm or the complete rib cage. And so she introduced me to another firm called Equifleece. Now, they do a number of garments all made out of waterproof kind of fleece, like the fleece coats that you would wear. They do, I mean, everything from like dog jumpers to suits and, you know, really quite wacky stuff. But what they do, which is quite nice, are the dog tankies. So the dog tanky has two holes for the dog's front legs to go through, a hole for the head, and it goes onto the dog and protects the full tummy and rib cage of the dog in terms of keeping it warm. However, because they've got more holes, the tankies are more difficult to put on than the Barlow jackets. But Equifleece do a very useful video on how to put these on. Now, the measurements are a bit different for the Equifleece because you've got to kind of measure from the dog's chest bone to the base of the tail, and there are several other different measurements. But generally speaking, what I found for the lab type dogs is if there are 22, say, in a Barlow jacket, which Alice and Hope are, most Labradors would be a 24 or 26, but if there are, say, a 22 in a Barlow jacket, they're going to be a 26 in an Equifleece. Likewise, if they're a 24 in a Barlow jacket, they're going to be a 28 in an Equifleece. And that's really just speaking for the kind of labby type dogs that, you know, the bigger type dogs that we're used to as guide dog owners. But these Equifleeces come in loads of different colours. I think there are 12 different colours available. So you can get blaze orange, which is really, really bright. You can get the fluorescent yellow, soft fuchsia pink. You can get black, navy blue, cobalt blue, loddon green, which is like a dark green, pine green, red, and I think purple. So that's a fair few colours. I may possibly have missed one or two out. They do dog jumpers as well, which cover the whole of the front legs. But what I like about the tankies is they've just got nice little holes that the legs fit through. So I prefer them to the jumpers, really. They do fleece coats as well, similar to the Barlow jackets, but obviously made of fleece material that just cover, you know, the top of the dog and fasten under the tummy. But I've only ever used the tankies. I have worked a dog in a tankie when we had all the snow a few years ago. Hope will quite happily work in her tankie with her harness over the top. And Alice has as well before now. They're great for free running in the park if it's really, really rainy and horrible or whatever. If you put one of those on, you can just bung it in the washer afterwards, and you've only got to dry a small bit of the dog rather than having to dry, you know, the whole of it. So they keep the dog quite well protected. And obviously, They're good for if you go to football as well, similar to the wicking jackets, because they do keep the dog nice and warm. And if you put your hand under the fleece, you can feel the heat kind of just staying in there and, you know, keeping the dog all nice and snuggly. So Equifleece is just www.equifleece.co.uk, EQUAFLEECE. And I believe they do ship internationally as well. I think Barla might do too. Their phone number is 0845 123. Now, trust me to forget it. I think it's 123 5096, if I remember correctly. Let's see. Oh, no. 0845 123 5296 is the number for Equifleece. So yeah, just a few, thought I'd talk through a couple of ideas. I don't think there's any right or wrong. What suits one dog might not necessarily suit another, but it is important to get the measurements right. And Equifleece do give you quite good descriptions of how to measure and things like that on their website, because it is different to the Barla jacket. If anybody has any questions, feel free to get in touch. One thing I will say about the Equifleeces, which I've only just found out, in order for them to retain their waterproof quality, it is best if you don't use a fabric conditioner on them, that you just use a washing powder that isn't 2-in-1. The Barla jackets can also be machine washed, but you have to do it on a very, very low temperature. I think it's something like 30 degrees. So I hope all that helps, and feel free to come back to me if anybody has any questions. One other quick note, some instructors of guide dogs are happy for you to use a coat for your guide dog, some aren't, and I think it generally does depend on who your trainer is as to what they think about it. Also, I'm going to try to get on my PC and put a picture on here of my dogs wearing their Equifleeces. I haven't got one with them wearing the Barla jackets, but I will try and go on the PC and add a picture if it will let me. I don't know whether it will.